is Will Tinkin.
Thanks for listening to the Bitter Comics Podcast. And here's your host, JT Foreman.
Good job, dude. Can I have a high five?
Yes.
Good job. That's really nice.
Hello, and welcome to episode 84 of Bitter Comics. I am JT Foreman, and I'm here with my good friends, Audrey Crescenti.
What up?
Hell yeah. What up? It's
Hell
Audrey.
Yeah.
It's Audrey.
Hell
yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And Kenny Thomas.
Woo. Greetings, Earthlings.
How's it going, guys?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome.
I'm doing
thanks
well.
Thanks for doing the show. We begin once again with our opening segment. JT was a real prick last week, in which I apologize for the cruel, offensive, and probably racist things I said last episode. So this is episode 84, so for my insensitivity in episode 83, I would like to apologize to black people.
Bing.
My history.
Yes.
Jokes.
Preach.
Riffing.
Awful.
Names.
Yep.
And detention slips.
Cosign. No, I wasn't with you in school. I have no clue. You know, we have bad credit, so co-signing for me doesn't really...
You know, that's just a stereotype because it's a stereotype because it's usually true, but not always.
Yeah.
I think that's what makes something a stereotype.
I've been the exception.
It's like white people are usually racist, but not always, so that's why white people being racist is a stereotype.
I just assume that you guys are racist.
That's a good assumption.
And, you know, sometimes I'm wrong. Sometimes I'm right.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, if you'd like to know...
Statistics. Basic statistics, guys.
If you'd like to know...
It's called science,
yes,
all right?
That's true. If you'd like to know specifically why I'm apologizing to each of these things, check out episode 83 and all our previous episodes at bittercomics.podbean.com. If you'd like to subscribe to the podcast, just go to that website and scroll down a little bit. On the right-hand side of the page, there are buttons you can click on to subscribe using iTunes, Google, or Yahoo. And
that's a good teaser, Joel. I feel like stopping what we're doing just to check out. I didn't see
it. I want to go look at it now.
Pull it up right now.
Well, that's,
right
that's now. Why I do right that.
Now. And we'll do a continuous show loop.
Yes. Now let's finish this before
it'll
I forget
go,
what the rest of the intro is supposed to be, because I've screwed up the intro the last four episodes.
It'll be like two mirrors facing each other going on into infinity.
Onto infinity, yes, that's right. If you feel I owe any additional apologies or to make any comments, send us an email to bittercomics@hotmail.com, and in the subject line, please put, "I am the Jokelander. There can be only puns."
Oh, good God.
what have we landed in?
Last episode, we were talking about different comedians and Kevin Tinkin pointed out the cat scan joke that Lonnie Pelly does, where he has a stuffed cat and
who the
he
hell
just
is Kevin
scans
Tinkin?
The audience. He's the father of the kid that did the intro,
which is a beautiful kid, by the way.
He is a beautiful kid.
Beautiful voice.
His father, on the other hand, I hate that guy.
A slob.
He's
just a dirtbag.
He's really just too wonderful to live.
Stole my car the other day.
Really?
And then gave it back.
And then gave it back.
Was it cleaner?
Yeah, he cleaned it. It was crazy. Yeah. Like the smudge on the front. Oh, he got all that and changed the rims.
Everything. I'm sorry about that.
Actually, he just bought me a new car and brought it back. That's what I was trying to say. Yeah, he's a super sweet.
That's
nice
how
guy.
Nice he is.
Yes,
yeah.
he's disgustingly friendly and kind.
You just want to punch him sometimes.
Like,
I'm not gonna lie.
He's so perfect that you wish he would be destroyed.
You
basically,
just, you want to see what he looks like.
I think Jesus has come back.
You just want to see, yeah, and it's in the form of Kevin Tinkin.
And it's in the form of Kevin.
And sometimes
Tinkin.
You want to punch
absolutely.
Jesus.
Yes. Well, everyone
is
wants
what
to punch
we're saying,
Jesus.
Basically, oh,
wow. It's like really
we're making progress.
Yeah,
on this already.
Yeah, it's like,
we're talking about punching.
It's we can't touch
friends.
Our naughty place, and it's all your fault. I want to punch Jesus.
So why did you have to apologize to Kevin? What happened?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, no, I wasn't apologizing to Kevin. I just what was I talking
about?
I totally lost,
you know, we're
lost track of what I was talking about.
Tangential.
I'm just,
it's just all
what
over
what
the
was
place.
I talking about?
You know,
you were apologizing and explaining why you had to apologize and explain, and then she said the continuous mirror.
Oh yeah, the Jokelander thing. Kevin Tinkin We were talking about Lonnie Pelley and a joke that he does about cat
scan. We're out of here.
Yeah, he has this stuffed cat and he like scans the audience with it, puts it away, and then says, "You've all been cat scanned." And you know the way that he tells the joke and you know drawing it out and everything, I thought was hilarious. That, and I said, I want to kill him just so I can steal that joke. And Kevin Tingan is like, I love how you think that if you kill another comedian, you absorb their jokes like you're the Highlander or something. And so it's like, I am the joke lander, and there can be only puns.
I get it. You're very subliminal, Joel.
Thank you.
Yes. I have no clue what the hell you're talking about half the time. But
yeah, that's I get that a lot.
The other half is full. It's full of joy.
Joy
is what it is.
Happy, happy joy. So how's it going, guys?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
I'm well.
Well,
I'm actually.
Well. Awesome.
Yeah. So there's that.
Cool. anything exciting going on in the comedy world?
Look at your stupid English, sir. You're not doing good. You're doing well.
Well.
I just like every opportunity. I take every opportunity I can to one-up people.
Right.
Makes me feel better about myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I take every opportunity to two-up people.
That makes sense.
Well, I mean, hey,
you know,
if you're going that fast, you can afford to two-up.
Yeah.
I like it.
All right. Is that like two thumbs? Is that
up where?
Oh, good God. All right.
I know. We had to
this is a family show.
Is it?
This is a family show, JT.
I've been shitting and fucking the whole show. I hope not.
No. I put an explicit tag on this podcast for a reason. So we can
get more viewers. Get the kids. The kids demographic.
The kids love that.
Get the kids hooked on expletives.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Expletives. Look that up, kids. Well,
no, you know, you don't want to overuse vulgarity. You know, words are a tool.
Yeah. Right.
And just like any other tool, if you overuse it, you wear it out and it loses its usefulness. I mean,
well, that's the problem with a lot of people who perform blue, which is me. I have to work for clean shows.
Yeah.
But you're right. Words are tools. I've always looked at it as a way to accent my point more so than just using the cuss word.
And
for the funny, not for the point, but for the funny, because that's the most important part of you performing is actually to be funny. So if it's not, if you can take it out and still be funny, I suggest you take it out. But if you need that cuss word, if you need that fuck or that shit to be funny, you gotta shit and fuck.
Well, I mean, if you listen to my dad, you would think you're never supposed to swear ever at all, ever. Because he's, I don't know, I guess puritanical about it or something, or he's still stuck watching Bob Hope or something. He's like, well, you know, you don't need to talk like that. But if you're writing a movie about the hood and a bunch of gangsters,
right,
and you have Wolf.
Here comes that racism.
Friggin'
it's never late.
And the guy's like, that's friggin' ridiculous.
A bunch of gangsters with their gats.
Everyone watching it is going to.
Big old gats.
See, here I'm trying to make a specific point, and you just got to accuse me
of being. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Just look at.
It's okay.
I'm just trying to hold you accountable.
If you're doing. If you're doing a movie. Okay, you know. You're right, though. I shouldn't use.
Just know you're being racist.
I shouldn't you be using. Your criminals. I should use my own criminals.
So
you're doing a movie that takes place in Clovis about the Peckerwoods,
boom.
How about that?
Okay. There you go.
Even more offensive to me, but boom. I love it.
Right. I was going to think,
how's
like
that
a
even more offensive?
Maybe?
It's horrible white people.
I was
thinking maybe Unabomber might be more up the alley.
What if I could have been a Peckerwood back in my day?
I don't think you could have been a Peckerwood.
Hey, bro, that's racist. You don't think I could have been a Peckerwood?
No, see, they're racist, and that's the problem. The problem is that they're racist.
Now you're being race racism.
No, you can't
yes, you're right. They're the most inclusive skinheads I've ever heard of.
That's funny.
You're absolutely right. They would have.
I don't even know.
Is
this a skinhead locale? Is that what this is? I don't even know.
It's the affirmative action laws.
Right.
You know what? We have to have a black guy in our gang.
They looked at the KKK. You know what? We need more blacks.
Inspired by the Dave Chappelle.
It's not KKK anymore. Now it's KKB. Ku Klux Black.
That's so funny.
It's got to be one third black.
That's so funny.
We have to.
No. Yeah, you're right though. You're right. If you you got to paint the picture in reality.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you gotta.
If you're in the hood and you don't have no cussing in your movie,
you know,
I don't think it's a stupid movie.
Yeah.
Why don't they have any cussing in this movie?
Well, it's not realistic, right? We're going. Yeah. You're talking about realism here.
Yeah. And it, you know, so it's got a feel. real. Right. And you know what? Sometimes, we screwed. Yeah, it doesn't have the same we boned.
Right. I prefer to see the mouthing, like the expletive, and then you hear
like an explosion just happens to happen at the exact same time.
No. You hear the terrible dubbed over, like screwed, you know, right as they're saying the real word. Because the movies that have been
bull feathers.
Watching Friday on TBS is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
There you go.
Point blank. Period. Yeah. No, it's awful. I'd rather you just air the regular.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Stop trying to dub it down.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
We get it. Our Pulp Fiction? You can't watch that. You can't do it.
Mother Trucker. If Samuel L. Jackson, if he says Mother Sucker one more time, I'm gonna scream. Like, you're ruining the movie. Don't even buy the movie, TBS. Buy the rerun. Just
don't do it.
Well, you know, it's like, I think Snakes on a Plane would be the worst example on TBS. It's so important that he swears in that one scene.
Yes.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
He has to say motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Well, see, the funnier thing to me is you're the one person that I've met that have seen Snakes on a Plane.
Really?
I haven't seen it. I've never actually seen it. Yeah.
It had to be one of his worst movies of
all time. I am so goddamn tired of these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking planes. Everybody strap yourself in. I'm going to open a window.
In his head, that's what Samuel L. Jackson sounds like.
I know. No, that's the best ever. I am incapable of doing impersonations.
This motherfucking plane. That's funny. I love it.
Well, what does he actually sound like, though?
Okay, you want to hear? Do it.
I couldn't.
Well, look, just... Oh, no.
You can do a close
That's racist. Just because he's another black guy, he can do an impersonation of Samuel L. Jackson?
That was so racist to assume that I knew how to do a Samuel L. Jackson.
He's from California, Northern California, right? Oh, okay. It's roughly the same kinda, area.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
People have regional dialects, sir.
Oh. Absolutely.
And you jumped to the racism.
Ooh, boom.
No. See,
you had a bunch of cards, and you're like, should I play? Let me play the racist card.
I believe I will play the racist card.
I think so. I think
rejected.
I think you guys should have a credit card. And when you feel the need to explain something, you should just pull out your racist card, and then black people should just be like, you know what? Okay.
All right.
I love that you've got, you know,
and, you know, have a swiper on your smartphone.
If you get denied, like those
credit card swipers. Right. You say your thing, pulling the race card, and okay, well, let's check that.
Right.
And you swipe it.
Right.
And I'm sorry, you've pulled the race card too many times today. Right.
Denied.
Denied. Your race card credit. Your race card cred.
It's probably
is,
gonna be a
is used up. Is it? It's something like street cred. Is race card cred?
I got it.
All right.
African American Express.
All right.
Oh, there you go.
Still on race. God love it.
Yay.
Man. So what else? So do you like fried chicken or what?
Love it, like everyone does. Hello.
Well, you know,
I'm very sensitive about stereotypes because especially the fried chicken one because. Fried chicken is fucking delicious.
It is delicious.
And everyone knows that.
Yeah, that's so fucked up to give that.
I want fried chicken. I want fried chicken.
As a female.
Mine.
As a female, what I got, you know.
I love it.
Look, you can keep the sweet potatoes and the chitlins.
Right.
I want fried chicken.
Really,
you know what? Okay, so for fried chicken, that's delicious.
Yes.
But I hate.
I'm vegetarian.
I hate watermelon. You're vegetarian.
Yeah. I don't like
Have you ever eaten fried chicken?
When I was a kid, yeah.
It would make you stop because the things that black people have been doing to fried chicken lately, you should jump on that bandwagon.
I'm not a fan. I don't like meat.
You know.
I'm weird though. I don't expect everyone else to be like this, you know? I'm not trying to proselytize. I'm not an evangelist.
Weird. Just let you know you're missing out.
You know, I'm okay with that though. I get excited about garbanzo beans and ice cream. I have really weird taste. String cheese.
I thought a garbanzo bean was what you called a chickpea after you pulled it out of the wrong orifice or something. Garbanzo bean just sounds so scary.
So weird that you think that way.
That is just odd.
But I love it though.
I mean, I stand in admiration, sir.
Speaking of the fried chicken thing, you know, I was talking to you earlier about the racist questions that pop into my head all the time. One of them was, did black people feel betrayed when KFC came out with grilled chicken?
No, because
I realize how horribly racist that question is.
Absolutely.
But that is the kind of thing that will sometimes pop into this white person's
head. Well, see,
but
the
betrayed, though?
It's the thing is... with
personal word. I don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Betrayed. So verbal. Like, you said betrayed, and you said it wrong.
Words matter. Words matter. Remember that, kids.
That's true. Right. Words matter.
Well, did I feel betrayed?
No. Vocabulary, word choice. Called diction?
Diction.
Diction, all right? Word choice.
That's a good...
I'm just saying, betrayed is so personal. It just sounds like there's this personal relationship. It's like they did it specifically to you. And it sounds petty or something.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Well, it's a corporation.
Having said all that about the verbiage...
Regardless.
Honestly, yes, I was betrayed.
Yes.
I felt personally...
I'm telling you.
...violated by grilled chicken with KFC.
Really? Why?
Well, you know what? Everyone feels betrayed because every time you go there, they're out of grilled chicken and they tell you that'll be 20 minutes.
Really?
Yes.
They don't even make it fresh?
No. Well, they do make it fresh, and that's the thing is like it takes a while to make. So if they run out,
I have no expertise on this topic.
There's a KFC near my dad's place, and every time we go there, he orders grilled chicken, and they are almost always out. And they're like, well, that'll be 20 minutes. It's like, this is supposed to be fast food. What's this 20 minutes bullshit?
Well, they shouldn't have did grilled chicken. I don't think you can grill chicken fast.
That's true. But hey, we're gonna take a break real quick. This is JT Foreman here with Audrey Crescenti.
Hey.
And Kenny Thomas. We are the Bitter Comics, and we'll be right back. This is JT Foreman. I'm here with Audrey Crescenti and Kenny Thomas. We are the Bitter Comics, and we're back. All right, so Kenny, you've got a... you're gonna be working on a sketch comedy show.
Yeah. It's entitled Happy Pills. The cast is me, Kevin Tinkin, Byron Campbell, and one of our lead writers is the very very talented Janae Burris.
Cool.
It's gonna be pretty cool. I'm excited about it.
Awesome. So you were talking earlier about it's not about the funny anymore. So let's go back to that. So
right.
What?
Well, one of the pros and cons of living in Fresno, California, and being a comic is one pro is you're centrally located. We can be in the Bay Area and get mics, and we can go down south and get mics. But if
you can afford the gas for the drive,
if you love it that much and you want to go out and you know risk a week worth of gas, on one trip and. But that's one of the pros, but the con is we don't have any, a lot of opportunity here as far as, getting on as far as on a national level.
Yeah.
So we kind of got to go to LA, and right now it's so oversaturated in LA when you go to some of these meetings. It's really not about if you're funny or not as far as stand up. You have to create kind of your own brand.
Yeah.
So that's where this Happy Pills is coming from. So it's about how many YouTube followers you have, how many Twitter followers you have, how many friends on Facebook and Instagram and all these other social networking sites. And it's cool, but it takes away from the art.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Well, you know, the specifically the how many Twitter followers you have thing is I've discovered how easy it is to fake that. It just takes a little time, but I'll go to a famous comedian's Twitter and I'll look at their followers and I'll follow 100 of them, and within a day or two 75 of them will follow me.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's how Instagram works too.
So yeah,
what management companies are paying attention to is one, how many followers do you have and how much content are you giving them, and then three, how often are you giving it to them.
Like on YouTube you can actually get paid.
Right. If you get these followers, how many of them are staying? So I challenge you to take what you're doing, because obviously that's working if you're just getting 70 something followers off of following other people.
Yeah.
Then two, create some content to give to them and then how long they stay is that's what gets you paid.
Yeah. Well, I mean, anytime I come up with a weird one liner and any of that kind of stuff, I put it on Twitter as soon as I think of it. It's to, you know, put something funny out there, but it's also just an easy way to remember it, because if you know, you come up with something funny, if you don't write it down somehow you forget it.
Yeah. Right.
And so,
well, yeah, I mean,
sometimes it's easier to write down if it's just on your phone, too.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's because
you always have your phone with you.
It's always with you.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you forget to bring your.
I got a nifty new case.
Yeah, look at
that. That's a half phone case and half wallet.
Look at that.
And it's I'm fucked if I lose this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Financially and socially. But I always have this with me, and it's a cool accessory since I've got. So I just wanted to brag on that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty sweet.
And got it for $5.99 on eBay.
What? I love eBay. God, I love everything about eBay. I've gotten so many amazing things over the course of my life on eBay.
Yeah. My amazing things that I've gotten mostly online is through Craigslist.
And you got to be careful with Craigslist, though, because not everything you buy there is actually what's advertised. It's like if you see
gonorrhea.
Yeah. Oh.
Casual encounters.
Well, you know what? If you see used condoms, 50 cents will deliver, that's probably an ad for gay sex. That's not, they're not trying to sell condoms.
I love like how 10 you years ago.
I love how you speak like older Craigslist lingo. Like it's... Yeah. That's they got killers.
BBW, BBW's, you know what I'm saying?
The risk about Twitter, the risk that you have there is that if you wake up in the middle of the night and you're kind of groggy and you're not really thinking straight, you might put something weird up. Like this, I posted last night at like 2 a.m. or something.
Use condoms free. Come and get it.
That was your post. Dang it!
Yeah. Dang it!
I almost responded to that.
If a girl asks you if you are a generous lover, is that code for will you pay me for sex?
Yes, it is.
What?
To some women, I would imagine.
If a girl asks you if you're a generous lover, is that code for will you pay me for sex?
Oh, is that like a thing prostitutes say?
I don't know. No. I don't remember where, but I heard in some movie a woman referred to a guy as a generous lover, and it just made me wonder, did he pay?
Let me tell you something about your shtick. You're so fucking funny and dry, and it's like, I don't think people get every single line.
I know they don't get
it's because you're so fucking weird, and love it.
No, it's just like the basic analytical skills you have to pull back even more. Like, it really is like an art that you do.
That was an intelligent diss, you know? Right there. She said you should be dumber to understand how smart you are.
No. Read you need to analyze less. He's trying to paint me a bad line. Here we go. Everyone diss Audrey. She's the dick. You know what? I'm just trying to be a nice guy, okay?
Hello. Well, you should try to be a nice girl instead.
I'm not a girl. I'm 26 years old.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
You're
a woman.
You're a lady.
Oh.
She's a lady.
Is that...
Oh, whoa, she's a lady.
He's all ready for Vegas, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Apparently you have to be older than 26 to get that reference to what he was singing.
I know, yeah, I get
But that's
that.
Tom Jones.
I was going to say Tom Jones. Tom Jones? Yeah.
I took a stab in the dark, too. So, okay, is it Tom Jones?
Yes. Is it Tom Jones?
Okay.
I think it is Tom Jones.
I'm not even lying. I was literally thinking that.
I was thinking Tom Jones, and I was hoping I was right.
Me too. Okay.
I was really...
brain connections.
You know, he's a legend.
He's a lady.
Really?
Yes.
He's a legend.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. He's still in Vegas. I don't know.
Tanning bed users.
Yes, with lifelong tanning.
And fans of white fedoras. Did he wear white fedoras?
I love white fedoras. What's a fedora?
You know a lot about Tom Jones for not knowing anything about Tom Jones.
See, we've got a closet Tom Jones fan over here.
One of us.
So are you the one that's still throwing their panties on the stage at his concerts? Because
whoa, she's a lady.
Sir. So sir, I don't wear panties.
Oh,
so.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, because he threw them up on the stage.
What? What was that?
You threw them up on the stage already, so you don't.
I threw them on the stage at Scores.
Oh, there you go.
I was just like, I don't want these anymore. No one's even on the stage. I'm just going to dispose of them.
The reason she did it at Scores is because it's like, no one else is wearing underwear in here. Shit, I'll throw mine on the stage too.
Yeah. It's a tick I have, taking off my underwear and throwing it.
I tried Commando once, and it chafed. So I had to stop going.
That fucking sucks.
That does suck.
You know, it's just you're more likely to scrape onto the zipper.
Also, an overshare.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That sucks.
Too much. No.
Shaped on your zipper. On your zipper. That sucks.
You can injure yourself. You know, those they're called metal teeth for a reason.
Really?
Yes. They're teeth.
Oh, man.
Called teeth
that
for
reminds
a reason.
Me of something. It's kind of unrelated, but totally related. Real quick, okay. Did you ever hear about that horror movie a while ago? Just briefly, it's like about this like horror movie. This lady's vagina has teeth, and it's like called like teeth, and it like will eat Or terrorize.
I have
people.
A vague recollection of having like, heard you know, about that, but I don't know okay. anything about.
I think
that.
It's on Netflix Instant.
It makes sense because I've had bad dreams of that exact.
Okay,
scenario.
Like a horror.
You know,
okay,
I think
but
most guys
out,
have
hear
had
me
bad
out.
Dreams about that.
That's what I'm saying, scenario. Right? Yeah. But hear me out. Hear me out. This will blow your minds. Mm-hmm. Okay, no pun intended. Okay, hear me out. Guys love blowjobs. Mouths have teeth.
Hey.
Have you thought about that?
Listen,
have you ever
listen,
thought about
it
that?
It wasn't an oversell because my that? Mind is actually blown right now. Because that
have you
makes
thought about that?
Total sense.
Have you thought about that?
It does.
And it was like a horror movie. It was like a horror movie.
And lips. The whole,
yeah,
I
we've
get it.
Got.
Yeah.
It would. We chew stuff with this all day long. We could chew a dick with this.
I totally.
You know
get
what
it.
I'm saying?
I totally get it.
Like this would be the place to chew.
That
a
ruined
dick.
Every blowjob
so
for
hard
the rest
now.
Of my life.
I don't even know. I don't even know if my vaginal teeth would be able to like pull off like a chomp that big.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like the mouth is the most dangerous place, and you guys love sticking it in there.
You know.
That's what I'm just saying. Think about it.
It's a dominance thing.
Think about it.
It's a dominance thing.
Is it really?
Yes. I think
Well, now we just got Discovery Channel. Now we're psychoanalyzing.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's why I like going down on women because I like being dominated. How about that?
That's too much. That's fucking weird. And another overshare.
I had a friend in Chicago. She was a dom. She was a lesbian. She didn't care. She stayed clothed. The guys would just get undressed and she would beat the shit out of them and they paid her loads of cash to do
that. God bless America.
I'm not that much of a... sub.
God bless America.
Sex is supposed to be friendly. You're not supposed to hurt each other. It should be friendly.
Tell that to sadomasochists.
Well, see, this is a question. The movie about the teeth in the vagina, were they sharp teeth? Sharp pointy
teeth?
Yeah.
It's a horror
movie.
Okay,
well, maybe that's the problem, is that they're sharp pointy teeth instead of normal.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Teeth.
These bite into a lot of shit.
Well, yes,
these
that's true, but...
sometimes.
But,
right?
Yeah, you know, it just... there's
boom.
This feeling that you would have more control over that. And, you know, it's... placing your penis into another person's mouth requires a certain level of trust.
That's what I'm saying.
Putting it into someone's vagina, you don't
she
need
could
any
just
trust.
Pull back
there's
the
no
teeth.
Trust there.
She could just pull back the teeth.
That's how everyone does it.
Like she didn't even wake. Like, hello.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
We're booing each other.
She didn't even got to be awake. Like, I mean, it's... yeah, I get your point, though, Joel. I get your point. You know, it requires trust with the mouth, but the vagina, who cares, right?
Really.
No trust.
That's where humans are
that's
born.
That's where the roofie comes in.
Yes. Have you ever wanted to roofie a guy just to get him to leave you alone?
No, I just walk away, usually. Just, okay. I say, good day, I'm a nice person, you know?
So can I buy
does
you
that
drink?
Work?
No, actually, let me buy you
good
a drink.
Good day, sir. Good day. And I take off my cap.
You know why that works? Good day. You know why that works? You know that works? When you say good day, they're like, ah, that was kind of too much work. Like that. Mm. And they move along. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you say, yeah, fuck yeah, and they're like, okay, this is easy, let me stay here. Mm-hmm. That's what, you know, most guys would think.
Yeah. Well, I attempted to go out to a bar to pick up women on only a couple of occasions in my life.
Thank you for cleaning that up. Yeah. I thought that story was going so different.
Yeah.
And
I thought you were going to say something like you did like last week
when
you started that sentence.
Yeah.
But when I was in Connecticut, a girl who worked in the cafeteria at the Naval Hospital told me, well, go to this one bar. You know, the girls go there to get picked up all the time. So I go there, and I've talked to this.
Girls just need rides.
That was a seller for
Friday night is when they have the male
review. Girls are easy there. Let's go.
Well, and she's like, Friday night is when they have the male review. You know, the male
they're
strippers
really,
are there.
Really just
so
waiting
right
on
after
rides,
the male strip show ends, all the girls are coming out, and they're all hot and bothered. And, you know, maybe they'll even fuck you. She didn't use those exact words.
That's
but
what
that,
you thought.
That's
what
she
implied.
That's what
she meant. Right.
So I go there, you know, after the show, this girl comes out and asks if I could buy her a drink. Says, sure. And we must have talked for like an hour and a half. And then all of a sudden she turns and sees someone who walks in and says, oh, my boyfriend's here. It was nice meeting you. Bye. And she goes off to her boyfriend. And I was like, an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat here for an hour and a half talking to this girl. And she never mentioned having a boyfriend.
Well, that's because
she's... Was she flirting with you?
Yes.
How was she flirting?
I don't know.
So there you go.
I don't know what flirting is.
So maybe she was just a
nice
person.
I'm 41 and still single. I don't know what flirting is.
Maybe she was a nice person having a conversation with you for an hour and a half because she thought you were lonely and you're
calling
her
a bitch. No, in a bar, no.
Okay.
In a bar, a guy there by himself is there to pick up a girl.
Obviously.
Not necessarily.
Yes. Yes, necessarily. Yes, necessarily.
Obviously. That's not the woman's fault.
Obviously, Audrey, the woman knows that. And, I'm with somebody.
So, leave it.
No.
Let me play the bunch of free
drinks. I'm just trying to do the devil's
advocate. She wanted a bunch of free drinks.
Let me play mediator. Okay?
Wait, did you
she's
buy
gonna,
her drink?
Obviously, she's going to take the view of the vagina. She has one.
Hey, no, don't write me off here. Okay, you want to talk about racism, and now you're doing this misogyny.
Well,
shit?
Hey, whoa.
We don't all have one perspective.
What side? What side did you take?
What side did you take off the top? Devil's advocate.
Yeah, absolutely, and the devil was in the vagina.
Oh, means just something. Where the teeth are.
Boom. But this horrible horror story we're going to say right now, this movie that they made, disgusting.
They say the devil's in the detail.
But Joel, okay, so she was obviously having a conversation with you, so you weren't wasting her time, right? So she was obviously inviting mine. Because you couldn't go home with her, right?
Yes.
Because you had one goal. Maybe her goal was to just have a conversation with a weird guy. That's what she's saying.
That's what I, yeah.
Okay. But you know, if we're
just being honest off top, I would just like to say, hey, my name's Joel. I would like to have sex with you tonight. Is that possible? No? Okay.
Yeah,
I'll
maybe
on.
Try more.
Well, you know, I'm
going to
start doing that. Hey, Audrey, want to fuck?
Right.
That's what you should say, but.
You still haven't answered my question.
No.
Okay, now you answer. Okay,
you still haven't answered my question.
No, but that's what you should. I think people should be more direct, and I think it's changed a lot. I don't know. Yeah. When I talk to people are usually just like. You tell really quickly what's going to happen. I don't know. People don't really beat around the bush anymore. We don't have a lot of. Well, I have a lot of free time.
I blame the media.
We're all in such a rush.
I think it's violent video games. Yeah. Grand Theft Auto 5 just came out, and I'm sure you can pick up a hooker in that one too.
Have you played that game?
No, I played Grand Theft Auto 2 or 3 or something.
I'm not really a big video game guy, but one of my good friends, his world stopped until he finished the game.
Wow.
And he didn't answer his phone. He didn't text back.
It's called an addiction.
Yeah.
Well, how long does that last?
I've been telling him.
I mean,
like,
he finished the game, right? he finished the game, right?
Right.
And now?
Well, now he wants to finish it again under and take different angles of the video game, apparently. I don't know. I
don't have as harsh an attitude about video games, partially because I play video games myself, but also because, what will you be doing if you're not playing video games? Watching a movie or watching TV instead?
Reading?
You know, there's another...
Who does that anymore?
Read.
I don't know, whittling? Wood whittling?
Yeah,
making
statuettes. I don't think anyone's going to do that either.
By the fire.
One of my biggest hobbies. I don't know what you guys are thinking about.
That's true.
Crochet.
He's all into the big wood.
Right.
Oh, that's my joke. Oh, hey, we're going to take a break.
That's some racist I'll take. I'll take the racism on that.
Don't mind that stereotype.
Give me the good stuff and keep the bad. Keep the bad.
Yeah. Oh, hey, we're going to take a break again real quick. This is JT Foreman. I'm here with Audrey Crescenti and Kenny Thomas. We're the Bitter Comics. And we'll be right back. This is JT Foreman. I'm here with Audrey Crescenti and Kenny Thomas. And fuck Alaska.
We're sorry, Sarah Palin.
Sorry.
She's not there anymore.
No, she's not. She quit because America needed her.
Well,
to be elsewhere.
It's a big America, and it's a big America. I could do without her.
A poll here from the businessinsider.com shows a maps of a poll asked Americans which states were the drunkest, the hottest, which had the silliest accents and that kind of stuff. And so let's start off. What state has the weirdest accent? What's your guys' guess?
Weirdest accent?
Oh, I personally love the Mainer accent, but I would guess.
That wasn't number one.
Maybe it's like South Carolina.
Massachusetts.
Oh,
I was going to go Minnesota.
Minnesota was up there. The Minnesota was like tied for third.
Yeah, Dakota.
Dakota.
Oshkosh.
Yeah. So if everyone who remembers Fargo, I think voted for that one. But you know, the Kennys, Mayor Quimby. Would be the I guess the most from The Simpsons would be the most well known person with that accent.
That's just JFK.
Yeah, that's
true. Just a Boston accent.
Yeah, well, yeah,
he's
but
just,
it's still
he's just doing JFK.
Americans are dumb, so it was on The Simpsons. It's got to be true.
Oh, well, there you go. Number two was Louisiana.
More people learned about the Boston accent probably from like the Jimmy Fallon Rachel Dratch skit.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I don't know that skit.
Really,
I'm gonna have to look that up.
No way.
I feel left out.
You got my Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that was like early 2000s. Yeah, the Wi-Fi,
there you go.
Wireless. Like probably early 2000s SNL. Sorry. Okay.
Perfect. What is the California accent?
They would say wicked though. They,
the Valley accent.
You think so? Is that what people like hear when they hear us?
I think so.
No, because I have family in Louisiana and they think I speak so weird.
Yeah.
And I think they talk. Stupid.
Yeah. No, it's true. Yeah. So, I spent some time in time in Pensacola last year, and it is very different, the accents. Mm-hmm. And then I was in Chicago before that. Right. And yeah. So, but coming from California, I was trying to figure out the differences. Right. But being in Chicago for a while, I started to just naturally have like a fatter A.
Oh, yeah.
Like I would, like the Gad Man yeah. Rocks thing. I would just naturally yeah. start to like, you know, like look,
when,
was, you know.
When I go visit family, I'll lose this California accent in a second. You know? Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's just like, it's kind of weird.
It's mm-hmm. weird.
Well,
yeah.
my uncle grew up in Alabama, and when he yeah. lived here, he spoke normal.
Yeah.
And he moved back to Alabama, and his accent came back like right away. He lives right. in yeah, Anniston. Yeah, yeah.
Right. And, product of your environment.
Yeah. 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 Okay, number two. Which state has the best food?
California.
No,
California and Louisiana were actually tied for second.
Really?
What? That's Chicago. A travesty, because I live in California, from New Orleans.
Chicago.
That's bullshit.
New York.
New York, yeah.
New York. What food comes from New York, though? Their pizza? That's... what New York food is there?
When seriously. I was in New York, when New I was in New York,
York is the Mecca. Come on,
yeah, it's just they got so much shit. It's like good. If you want yeah. Mediterranean food, that's fast food, and not get out of your car.
Well, no, they have the classics like the pizza and stuff. Yeah, like New York pizza, all that. So many things have New York in the name, like mm-hmm. dishes and things like that. But like you know, it's also a mecca for like aspiring chefs, and it's avant-garde, you know, like there's a lot sense. Of exploration, like if you mm-hmm. want to be a chef, usually you want to make it, you know, you need to train there somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you can Chicago though, I think is a lot of people maybe discount it or don't look at it the same way with mm-hmm. New York, but it's definitely coming up, and they have a bunch of great schools there
too. The pizza in New York is better than any pizza I've ever tasted ever.
It's
and I'm sorry, in Chicago pizza. In Chicago.
Oh really? Deep yeah. dish is actually not pizza.
Yeah, I like the pizza.
Deep dish is delicious, but it's not pizza.
It's not pizza. Cheese
doesn't
soup,
matter.
I think
I yeah, went and ordered
like,
a deep
like a pie.
It's like cheese soup in a bread bowl
dish yeah. pizza yeah. and they brought me back the best thing I've ever tasted
and the
in my
crust
life.
Is so crumbly, almost reminds me goodness. Of like a really thin,
it's like a nice tasting cake that's not
it's
sweet,
it's just like a pie. Yeah, it's so good. Yeah,
yeah.
But
I'm going to Chicago tomorrow.
God, I'm getting hungry.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
yeah. Oh, okay, the worst food. What state has the worst food?
I would say Alaska.
Really?
It's gotta be Alaska. Yeah, Alaska.
Really?
Yep.
What do they make there?
I bet they have so much sashimi and smoked salmon.
Absolutely not. It's only daytime for 4 hours.
No
there.
One. I, no one cooks one it there. Though. They just catch it there and then send it to New York to cook. I think.
No. Yeah. They better have late drive-throughs open late because late is 2 p.m. there.
I bet it's just hard to get fresh fruit up there. A lot of the time out here.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I bet that's what it is. You know?
Yeah, you can't get fresh fruits or vegetables, or it's more expensive to get fresh fruits or vegetables. So then,
what was the second? What was the second? I'm curious. The
second was, crap.
Is that Alabama? That's Mississippi.
This one.
That's Mississippi.
Mississippi. I get that in Alabama backwards a lot.
Go
I'm
back
sorry.
To Greece.
Someone failed their geography class in school.
But I'm like, okay, Georgia. Alabama, Mississippi.
Kid.
Mississippi.
I, you know, why would... Okay, my thing is, why would... And this is food, or what was the one? Worst food.
The worst food.
They're right by New Orleans, which was the best.
So yes. Good.
Why would they have different stuff? Like, there's the border right there. Your food sucks,
like,
ours.
You know what? We can't... We don't know how to cook. Just go over there.
Right. Go 20 miles that way.
Exactly. which state is your favorite? This is obvious. It's California.
It's the best.
It got... 194 out of 1581 votes, so 12.
That was voted as the best
12%
state.
No, it's the favorite. It, not necessarily best,
really?
But the
favorite
best
state. That's surprising.
Okay, wait. You're pretty. Everybody's pretty well traveled here.
Yeah.
Like, what would you think? I'm saying that because I live here and the versatility of our
the diversity state. Of our state, I yeah. think, is what makes it the best, because you can do anything in this state.
Right.
Anything that's available anywhere in the United States exists in California.
Right.
You know, you can go skiing, you can go to the beach, you can go horseback
yeah, outdoor
riding, you can do anything
stuff.
You can do all that indoor stuff. Same day
I mean,
too.
Well,
indoor stuff is just
city
everywhere.
Stuff, and it doesn't have a real metropolis anywhere.
California? Los Angeles?
No,
San Francisco?
It doesn't have like a...
We don't have the biggest metropolis, which is obviously New York.
Yeah, but. No, I think New York and Chicago are like the true cities, like with their public transportation. The way that they're not as spread out... Like, it's so small, square mileage in Chicago. It's just very vertical, you know?
We have the...
And it's easy to get everywhere, like a city, like New York, like Manhattan, or...
We have the ability of land, though.
We're very spread out, though, and there isn't any real unified public transit. I mean, like, come on.
Well, honestly, you know, that is a problem, is the lack of good public transportation.
It's terrible, and I mean, we're working on stuff.
It's coming. It's coming.
It's just not as metropolitan out in California. I can just say that. I don't find that out here, and I did find it
everywhere
in the east, and I like it. I like that. It's just different.
If you I will say that there wasn't there's a couple times I've been to New York City, there's like an energy around you.
Yeah, there's more energy. City,
which I thought was really, really
more culture and intellectual energy. People, I tend to be a little more relaxed and spread
but they
out.
Were, no, I don't
unless
think
it's like
were,
around
yeah.
the university.
They were mean back east, though.
Yes.
That's what I found.
Hell
they were mean.
No, people in California are a bunch of pussies. They're hella indirect and litigious. They sue each other rather than talk to each other.
Yeah, that's true. But you know what? I think I'd rather go to court than get punched in the nose.
You know, I don't. I'd rather fucking punch someone out.
Wow. Well,
don't hurt me.
I would have expected that transition to go differently. Yeah. I would have think you wanted to punch someone.
Well,
and you wanted to take
about
someone out.
I
love
was kind of
physical
a little
aggression.
Submissive, so it's like,
yeah.
Are you going to hurt me?
That's funny.
Maybe.
But let me be the mediator. Yes, New Yorkers are assholes. Absolutely.
Yeah. From my not? Head,
I think
no, which
so. I'm joking.
Dear friends.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm just saying.
Well, I lived
a lot
in
dicks
Connecticut
everywhere,
for 2 years,
right?
And they were assholes there.
Where?
In Connecticut. I was in
what
the Navy station, Groton, Connecticut.
Everyone there, like, you bought cigarettes from
they
someone,
were mean.
And the person was just like, take your money, jerk. Like,
that's
everyone's
saw,
an asshole
yes,
to you.
Yes,
that's how I saw it in my California head.
I go to the grocery store and I asked. Sorry. I went
down the street. Walked down the street, and everyone's like, "Shut up, loser!"
Everyone, they know I'm from California.
Making fun of your pants.
I think so. No, I walked into a grocery store and asked where the milk was.
Are those corduroys, asshole?
Yeah.
Get some jeans. We're New Yorkers over here.
Oh, good God, that was spot on. Spot on. Sorry, proceed, JT. Sorry,
in Groton, Connecticut.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Why do you hate me so much?
I don't hate you.
I'm going to cry.
I hate you.
Okay.
A lot.
Yeah, but you're black.
Boom, there it is.
Boom.
You were late, bro. I was like, racism hadn't gone on in a while here.
Well, there's a reason that the first thing I apologize to every episode is black people.
Mm.
So.
I should have known.
It's like you can say the most horrible thing you want and then on a text message, but put a winky face after it, and it's all okay.
Oh, yeah. Text message lingo.
Is it?
Has changed.
Is it? Yeah.
Has changed.
I don't think so.
Why don't we have sex, winky face? JK, LOL.
It's true, yeah.
But I'm serious.
Unplug. Raffle.
What state is your least favorite?
Little Mao.
Least favorite. Least favorite.
What state is your least favorite?
My least favorite state?
Yes.
Oh, Florida. Cut it off.
Yeah.
Sink it.
Why is that?
Fucking
scrotum sack still there.
Seriously.
The winner of this one
just
was actually Texas.
Texas?
11% of respondents said that their least favorite state was Texas.
Texas is fun. I've always had fun every time I went to Texas.
It's like... It's what you get for pulling
Florida.
The "We Can Leave America Whenever We Feel Like It." You know they, have this like
anyone's listening from Florida.
Yeah,
for all my fans out there in Florida.
Now, a lot of people don't know this, but at any point if Texas decides they want to, because of the treaty when they entered the Union, they can split into 5 separate states.
Yeah,
if they decided
and
they
threaten that. Earlier this year.
Yeah, they did.
Which is fucking stupid.
It more often than they
Which,
like,
yeah, so calm down, Texas.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well,
you're good.
It would give the Republicans control of the Senate, and that's why they were thinking about it.
I know.
Yeah.
It would. That's why you want to fucking break treaty to shut... Oh, God! Yeah. I'm sorry.
Fucking Obamacare, right?
Here's
Obamacare. Yeah. That's going to ruin it all for us.
Fucking blackety black man over here.
Before reference? Hell yeah! That's like one of my favorite movies of all time.
Over here trying to make it rain healthcare and shit, blackety black man.
I was just a real fan of truck
Best
drivers at the
ever.
Time, so I was confused by that movie.
Sweet
yeah.
Before,
no, man. You know, I have family in Texas.
Black.
It's just all the shit that they're doing there.
Honestly,
politically and legislatively.
Hey, did you hear, though, they might put in, she might be running for Governor Wendy Davis, the
Pink Shoes
state senator. Yeah,
my crush.
Right.
I want to do her so bad.
Filibuster.
Bad. Oh, yeah. Standing on your legs for heels for that long, talking.
Got those That's varicose hot. Veins.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I love it. Sexy.
But seriously, hey, if she was governor of Texas,
I'd vote for her.
I'd vote for her. Might have to move there.
That whole state would go blue if that happened.
Yeah. You know, that's what they're talking about, but not right now. Right. But they're making that move. That's the next.
Texas
thing,
is gonna go blue just because of the Hispanic population.
Well, that's what they're
very,
saying.
Very, very slow.
It's a little more complicated than that. Right.
Well, it's going to take a while, but
yeah.
It's, but you know, the most common boy's name for a baby in Texas last year was Jose. So you know they're going Mexican.
Well, you know they got a lot of them there.
Well, someone said, "Look,
a lot
of them, we didn't cross."
Someone,
people,
someone I knew when
those
I lived there said, "Look, we
Mexicans."
A Mexican I knew when I lived there said, "Look, we didn't cross the border. You moved the border on us."
Real talk.
Yeah, real talk. Yeah. Like over 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Real
yeah.
talk.
Yeah.
But I mean, real. You know, I mean, like we've always been here. Y'all moved in, motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
So I'm an American now. What?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm not an American.
You're
what
welcome.
Place names are still Spanish. You know, you got the Santas and the Sands and the
Yeah.
It's all Spanish.
Especially here in California.
Oh yeah, everything is. It's an exception.
San Jose was the capital of California until like recently. Yeah. No, when I say recently, I mean like 150 years ago. Yeah.
Well, what state is the craziest?
Before the gold rush.
Right.
What state is the craziest?
What does that even mean? Crazy as
it's got to be New York, Cali. Got to be New York.
Miami.
Cali.
California's number one.
Oh, yeah, California. Yeah. Oh, crazy. New York's like, number mentally two. Ill is
Texas possibly. And Florida tied for number three.
I just think we have more people, so we got to have more.
California got 25% of the vote.
25%.
Yes.
Wow.
The largest chunk.
Absolutely.
The largest, yeah.
That's called a majority Congress. What state, get your shit together.
What state is the hottest?
I don't know.
Hottest.
Also California.
No.
That's not true. 51%
of the vote.
Top half to of the
Georgia.
State? What?
Have you been to Georgia?
Oh my God, the humidity.
Oh my goodness.
That's what they call it, the Dirty South.
It's stupid.
Fucking disgusting.
Someone needs to turn on the AC.
No, as in attractiveness.
That's why I'm saying Florida, cut that shit.
Hot as in attractive, not hot as in temperature.
Oh.
Hot as in attractiveness.
Oh, well, yeah, that's us. That's us.
Yeah, we're the prettiest.
Yeah, that's us. We are some sexy bitches.
Yeah. And you know what? Our sexy is diverse here.
Yeah.
Like, we'll have a lot of different types of sexy in California.
We have so many different colors, and we've had them for so long. So
right.
much longer than the rest of the country. Like, a lot of people I knew in Illinois said, like, my Bay Area school experience, which was, like, I was the minority.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I knew, like, a handful of white kids throughout
K-12. Right.
Everyone else, like, Mexican, black, and Filipino
Absolutely.
And everything. And, like, they see it as, like, a racial utopia. Because my friend was, you know, he's Indian.
Mm.
He's in a white school with, like, three brown kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was so foreign.
Like, Clovis High. There were two black people at that school. One
and
of them was a teacher.
Yeah.
Right.
And the brown kids are like, it's like, you know, two black kids or one black kid, one Indian kid. You know, it's
right.
not, they don't
right.
even have any other
right.
person from the. And not that you can't assimilate or, you know, it's just weird to not have.
Yeah, if I see all of one thing, I get it's weird.
Yeah, no matter what the one thing is.
Like, 902, you know, MTV high schools, I saw that. I was like, we didn't have, like, schools like that. We had just, like our Gay Straight Alliance was very proud. And everyone respected them.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm proud. I'm proud of California.
Yeah. Me too. I'm
out of We're paving the way. We're paving the way.
Well, hey, we're going to take a break real quick and we'll finish the list up. This is JT Foreman here with Audrey Crescenti.
Yep.
And Kenny Thomas.
Nope. That's just pronounce it wrong.
Kenny Thomas?
There you go.
Kenny Thomas.
There you go.
Kenny Thomas. We're the Bitter Comics and we'll be right back.
Vegetarian.
Maybe because it's vegetarian. This is JT Foreman here with Audrey Crescenti. And Kenny Thomas, we are the Bitter Comics, and we're back. All right, continuing on with our poll of what people think of the different states. Which state has the ugliest residents?
Ugliest?
That is mean.
No, it's not.
And you know what? There are pretty people everywhere.
Have you ever been to Oklahoma?
People everywhere.
You know what? Oklahoma wasn't on the higher one on the list.
Really?
Apparently,
the people who are doing this test need to go to Oklahoma.
We got Georgia was number one. Not Georgia. I'm sorry. Mrs. That one.
That's Alabama.
Alabama. And then
oh, good God.
Mississippi and West Virginia were tied for second. And then Arkansas was third.
Just remember... Mississippi how by were, Georgia.
How were you with your state capitals?
Louisiana. Most we did actually. I don't remember.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. I don't. I vaguely recall geography class in eighth grade.
I was a bored kid, and I actually learned the states in alphabetical order.
Mm. Oh wow!
Yeah,
I learned from the world. It was. Do you remember Oregon Trail?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another game they had.
Where called in America world. Is Carmen Sandiego?
Yeah, well, there's that. But there's another game called World, and it was just so like primitive, but it was amazing. And I learned all the like they had world capitals and then you know U.S. capitals.
Well, I found that for some of the continents, learning the world capitals is kind of a waste of time because it keeps changing.
That's
funny.
That's a pretty funny cop out. Yeah.
That's fucking funny.
Yeah, couple problem areas.
I don't need to learn this because you're going to change in about a week anyway.
There were a lot of Estonia. Are they still having problems there?
There were a lot of seventh grade geography students who were pissed about it when the wall fell. I'm telling you. The Iron Curtain comes down and they're like, God damn it. We still had a globe. I got a test tomorrow and everything just changed. This is bullshit.
That's funny.
Wow, your age. That's, you just revealed your age.
Sure did. I'm 41. I'm old. Wow. Young pup.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I was born in 87, so I was like, 87. You know. I was barely walking, I think, when the wall fell. So.
There was this movie I saw where someone said, I have underwear that's older than you. But you know, I do not have underwear that's older than you. So
that'd be weird.
That would be weird.
Could you be what? Seven?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Color.
Still wear that
underwear. No, 87, I was 15.
Yeah, 15. Oh, okay. Even more weird. Yeah, shit, I was doing at 15. Weird. Underwear is kind of crusty.
TMI.
What state has the most beautiful scenery?
California, because I'm biased.
No, California clear. California.
Well, beautiful. California was
Yosemite
third.
What story?
Really? Number one was Colorado. Colorado and two was Hawaii.
Beautiful, that's true.
That is not Colorado.
Then California.
No, Colorado is beautiful.
That is Utah.
No, that is Utah.
That is not Utah, sir.
This is Utah. This is Colorado.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Colorado, Utah.
Yeah, that's Utah. You're right. That's Colorado. Yeah, I'm sorry. You're right.
He's right.
Mister giving me crap over Alabama and Mississippi.
I'm sorry.
The West is not his forte.
I'm sorry, yeah.
You know, at least they're next to each other.
I mean, they're squares. Give me some shape.
They are squares. Yeah.
What state has the worst scenery?
Worst scenery?
I was going to say, actually, even Alaska would have some of the best scenery, too.
I forgot Hawaii was a state. I'd have said scenery.
Oh,
best
Hawaii
is Hawaii.
Is beautiful. There's so many beautiful states.
Kansas has the worst scenery.
I can see that. It's really flat.
Yeah.
You like corn? Said Oklahoma. Unless you like corn.
Super flat like and super just...
And Delaware is also up there.
Yeah. And then there's the Tornado Alley part that I remember seeing on Ken Burns' documentary
Oklahoma,
about
Oklahoma, Kansas.
Yeah. About the Dust Bowl. Yeah.
Yeah.
The drunkest.
Okay.
Cali.
No.
Come on.
No.
Didn't we get?
We actually.
No. Cali. It's like tied for second or third.
Because we don't have bar culture as much in California.
Louisiana.
Really?
Mardi Gras.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Then
first Mardi Gras I went to, I was 2 years old.
Wow.
Yep. Titus.
Yeah.
Best shoulders.
Yeah. Best vacation spot, of course, is Hawaii.
Vacation spot is Hawaii. Yeah. Yeah. What's second?
Best vacation spot second. Looks like Florida and California. Which state is the most arrogant?
New York.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
New York. It got 39% of the vote.
I'm New Yorker.
But they have a right to be in some ways.
And which state is the rudest?
I'm going to challenge you on that point. Yeah? Why do they have the right in some points to be...
And this is me. I love Chicago and live there.
Okay.
And there's not a rivalry, but, you know, there's whatever.
Okay. Right. Security. I'm totally with you.
Okay. But I think that you know you can argue about people being, you can say people are arrogant all you want, but at the end of the day, if you're in a creative industry, and not just creative industries, but for now let's talk about that since we're, you know, comedy. Mm-hmm. If you're in a creative industry, you go there. Like ultimately, you go there.
I think that has more to do with commerce than anything else. Because if Kansas was
that's all linked in with it.
Absolutely. But what does a person that was born in New York, you just came out of vagina, and what clout do you have over someone from
somewhere else. Oh, just being born in New York?
Arrogance. This is someone's personal way that they
act.
Well,
if you're born, you're not going to be arrogant yet, right?
Well, no,
so
no,
when
no.
You, live, when you acquire that arrogance,
I think it's Wall Street that makes them
we'll
arrogant.
Then we'll talk about it, yeah.
No.
Yeah. It's money. Yeah. No. It's simpler than that. It's
we're
money,
rich.
Culture.
We're better
it's
than you.
Culture, you know? Concentration, and that's sophistication. Culture. Culture has it auto catalyzes. It's the apex of when you ascend the heights of culture. You, it's great. Okay.
If there was the concentration of a focus. Yeah. If someone got in a room and decided, hey, guys, we're going to concentrate on making Wichita, Kansas, the comedy capital of the world, yeah, it would happen.
It would take a lot longer, but it could be New York, okay? And as a matter of chronology, yeah, I agree. But here's the thing.
Right?
That's where it is right now. And here's the thing. In 2050, they say we're going to be up to, I think, double our population. So what is that? Almost 14 billion people in my lifetime,
right,
our lifetime, right? Lifetimes. Okay, where are they going to go? All these little, you know, you
they're
got
all
the Austin
go to New York
and the Omaha and all these cute little Portland.
They got to.
You have all these, like, you know, these towns mm-hmm. that are coming up and mm-hmm. all these states that mm-hmm. are getting more, you know, hipsters
right.
and culture and all that. Okay, mm-hmm. not that hipsters are culture. Don't want to equate those things.
Let me poop breaks real quick.
But just saying. All right. But, you know, what's going to happen once the population literally doubles? You're going to get more New Yorks. Okay?
I dig it. But
I'm just saying, for right now, with the population we have, that is a mecca for culture and society.
Okay,
and you
okay.
can't argue with that.
Okay, Audrey.
Yeah.
You're a very, very intelligent young
yeah.
lady.
I am.
But
which
you
state
said,
is the
what you said. No, she said they have a right to be arrogant.
Yeah.
Why?
Because of that culture. That's a great selling point. That's something to be proud of.
Yeah.
And you're
so is nice beaches and nice people and medical weed.
Yeah, okay, then you have a right to
big
be
titties.
You have a
big
right
titties,
to be proud of that.
Big movies,
little
right.
Oh, you're saying as a character.
Just titties
right.
in general.
Right. Yeah. Like what okay, so but
no,
but,
no. Okay, here's I'll connect it. Okay, because I think that okay, it's yeah, you're right. I didn't connect it. Okay. I think that there's an element of snobbery that comes along with certain elements of culture, okay? If you like food, you're a foodie, right?
Mm-hmm.
If someone hands you something really subpar, like vegetarian bologna, you have every right to be critical of it because you have an experienced palate.
Well,
you have, you've done the work to acquire that set of standards and that critical sense. That takes work, okay?
I get that.
You're eventually going to be a snob about certain respective areas. Comedy. You're probably a snob about comedy to some extent. And I was just
yes,
conflating.
They are.
I was conflating.
I'm not New York
arrogance
funny.
with
pride.
Okay,
pride.
So
different.
I stand
yes.
corrected on
I,
the arrogance.
I think arrogance is being rude
yeah.
about your pride.
We're on the same page.
I think arrogance is being rude
words,
about your pride.
Words matter. There you go. High
words
five.
Do matter.
There we go.
Absolutely.
Diction. Emphasis on the dick.
Emphasis on the dick.
What state is the rudest?
New York.
Also New York. Yeah.
For
okay.
that same
okay.
reason.
For the same. Now we just got to the heart of the matter.
Absolutely.
Rude. Yeah,
what
is.
State is the nicest?
Canada.
Canada.
Isn't that a big Canadian stereotype that they're so nice?
Yeah.
Let's see. In the States. Nice.
Idaho.
Yeah.
No.
Actually, you know, going through a lot of those mid-states, I remember when we were in Oklahoma one time, we were taking a road trip. They didn't serve us gas once in Oklahoma because our license plate was from California. Like, there's a lot of antipathy out there for
right,
Californians. Like, they think
too.
We're all kooks on pot.
Maine.
I am actually mentally ill and smoke weed though, so
there you go.
Maine is up there.
Georgia and Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Georgia and
Minnesota.
Yeah.
The nicest. Okay,
right.
I'm still thinking
they're
nice. Okay.
They're next to Canada.
Yeah, they're by Canada. That's
they're next
close
to Canada.
Enough.
Bunch
that's
of Canadians yeah. passing the border being nice to people.
Yeah, the niceness just rubbed off on the Minnesotans.
What state is the smartest?
The most educated would probably be the richest, so New York.
Massachusetts is number one, New York is second, and California's third.
Fuck, Cali.
Oh, I guess because
we need to get our shit together.
California's not.
Well, we're like number three in everything good.
Yeah. That's first loser in everything.
No, we're the eighth largest economy in the world. We used to be the fifth, like back when I first started college.
That just means
because
we got so much people and so much bullshit.
No, we have so many.
Get to school, stop shooting people, get smart.
There you go.
Let's go.
Which state is the dumbest?
There you go. Kenny just said it. That's what all you kids need to know right. for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Which state is the dumbest?
Dumbest? New Jersey.
Mississippi.
New Jersey.
Mississippi.
Snookies from New Jersey.
Well, you would think that the dumbest state would be one that's easier to spell.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I?
Yes. Yeah. But you know that there's people there putting too many ISSIs in.
Well, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
Yeah.
Which state has the best sports fans?
Alabama. Aren't they big about
sports? See, I don't agree with this one.
What's the answer?
New York.
What? Why?
I don't know.
They don't.
I don't think so. See, that's the, I don't think
it's just
so.
My pride against New York, I think.
I don't know.
I mean, ugh. They got so many people, so many teams, and it's not fair.
It's crowded. It's very crowded.
Well, you know, here's the really...
Maybe New England might work.
Here's the schizophrenic thing about that.
I mean, the rest of the country, they're diehards.
New York was also voted as having the worst sports fans.
Oh, wait, best sports fans is like most well-behaved?
Well, just people who love the sports.
Oh, okay. So, like, diehards, yeah.
New York got 13% of the vote for the best sports fans and 11% of the vote for the worst sports fans.
So many fucking people.
Contradictions.
I think a lot of people who took this quiz only know of other state is theirs in New York.
Yeah. How well-traveled are these quiz takers?
I think these people are stupid.
Yeah.
fuck them.
What state
would you disagree with one of them? It's all going out.
Well, what state would you like to see kicked out of America? How about that?
Florida.
Florida?
I agree.
I want to saw it off.
Actually, R.I.P. Trayvon.
Word.
Texas got number one, behind, followed by California and then Delaware.
Huh.
Wow.
And Florida
Delaware?
Was.
Delaware? What's wrong?
What did they do to
Delaware?
It's like what they did. Minding their business.
Like, the people who voted for Delaware, actually, they're like, well, I don't want to piss anyone off.
Credit card companies.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
I could see that. Yeah.
Well, you know why that happened, okay, right?
I could smart. See that, man. I would want to get rid of Delaware, right. too. They're smart.
This or just change the law. Them. Or change the law. We don't have to eliminate a whole state.
Or we could do that. we could just use our constitution.
We could.
Our... land saws.
Yeah. I see it just sounds and Florida just floating away and shit going over to Europe pushing somewhere. Just, alright guys.
Send it to Australia. They're like,
floating away and shit.
Okay. Anyways.
Which state is the most overrated?
New York. fuck them.
That was second. California got first, 28% of the vote.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
Most underrated.
Maine. You know what? Maine? No, you know what? I was going to say Washington State.
Oh, yeah. I love Washington State.
I was going to say Washington State.
Oregon and Alaska were second, along with Vermont.
Fuck Alaska. Maybe. Tell them to get some more lights over there.
Yeah.
Turn on your sun.
So.
Oh, my God.
That was such a joke.
Yeah, I know. I just think it's... You don't even know.
You don't even know, okay? Have you ever been to Alaska?
Do you have first-hand experience?
Every 24 hours, you're supposed to have a day and a night, okay?
Yeah, is this Alaska. Just a
right, I'm totally into daylight savings, dude, but you guys are taking it way too far over there. You guys are just turning up on your daylight savings.
I would want to see the Aurora Borealis, though, at some point. I think that would be really cool, the Northern Lights.
There's a room in Anchorage that I... could have went to and didn't go to.
Yeah.
But that would have been my only Alaska experience.
Yeah. My brother lived there for a long time. He's in the Air Force.
I know their capital is Juneau.
There you go. Also a terrible indie movie.
Yeah.
With Dwight not being funny. Sorry. It has its up moments.
They had a good song.
Good song or two, yeah.
Well, thanks for doing the podcast with me. I appreciate it.
That's it.
That's it for the list. Yeah.
So soon.
We're just over an hour.
Fuck
so.
Your podcast.
Extend
it.
Do you guys have any shows you want to plug coming up? Anything?
No, not at all for me.
Announcements you want to make?
Watch out for Happy Pills.
Tonight
Happy
is Pills. Peeves, right?
Peeves.
Downtown. Fulton Mall. Fresno Brewing Company.
I'm just scrunching my face a little bit more.
Yeah, it's at 8. It's at 8.
8 o'clock.
It's an open mic at Fresno Brewing Company. Yeah.
Okay.
At FBC, yeah.
Okay.
So there's that. And then tomorrow there's another thing.
The 3rd of October.
Okay. Yeah.
Tomorrow. What's the other thing tomorrow?
I don't know.
Okay. There's a thing
It'll
tomorrow.
Come to me. It'll Is come there to a me. Thing? There's a thing, though. There's a thing. A couple of things.
I don't have any shows. I want to say Happy Pills is coming.
All right.
Janae Burris. Kevin Tinkin, Byron Woo. Campbell, Kenny cool. Thomas, Woo. Blah, 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 Woo. Blah, blah, blah. Woo. It's going to be funny. Woo. Watch him.
Well, hey, thanks for
around with
Woo's
me all
just to go woo after
I
every woo,
that's what I do.
Boom. I don't have any.
I have a wooer
coming up either.
A wooer, yeah.
It's in my budget too.
I double as PR.
I'm like, hire wooer. Yeah, yeah. Woo, yeah. Check.
I submit his news releases, his press releases. Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Proceed. Proceed with your closing.
Thanks a lot for doing the podcast with me, guys. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
This is JD Foreman. I've been here with Audrey Crescenti and Kenny Thomas.
Or you can just say Kenny Thomas.
Kenny that, Thomas.
That's so 30 minutes ago, bro.
We're yeah. the Bitter Comics. And nice I will call. Talk to you again next week.
Bye.
I'm out.
Peace.